I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mitch Finley, 1067. Of all the times the mic could be on, that one was fine. Jeff, I need you to dispel something for me, pal. We're going to get to these phones, 800-636-1067. There's a picture of Dan Quinn with a gentleman at the airport that somebody's trying to, I assume, make a joke.
Yes, he's trolling.
Let's dispel some stuff.
That is 2 Chainz.
There's a picture of Dan Quinn with the rapper 2 Chainz at the airport that somebody tweeted out. Yo, look, it's Dan Quinn with Marshawn Lattimore. They're getting this trade done. So if you are seeing that tweet go around.
Yeah.
And you realize.
You know, they need to just make it to where when you put some BS on social media and people start going for it, they can sue your ass. You'll stop that stupidity.
My guy Matt Carnage asked me on Twitter, I see rumors of Dan Quinn meeting up with Lattimore. Any word? No.
Yeah, he met up with 2 Chainz.
Listen,
if he was going for a basketball team, I might believe it.
It's crazy because I literally quote tweeted the dude who posted it. I said, hey, you dead wrong with a laughing emoji. Because he know people's hopes are up for Washington going for a cornerback, specifically Lattimore, and for him to put 2 Chainz, that is hilarious. Because even when I see it, I was like, that's 2 Chainz.
He
might not know.
Plenty of corners out there. Lattimore's not the only one. If he's available now, it becomes a little more interesting. Keep in mind, though, I think he's missed a game this
hamstrings.
Year. He missed a lot of time over the last 3 seasons. Prior to that, he's been really durable, but I think a lot of options out there. Don't think it's all eggs in one basket. Albert Breer, I was reading something this morning from Breer on SI just about maybe Cleveland's an option. Maybe that means Newsom's an option. Maybe New England has a veteran corner available. So we're just going to wait and see here, man.
That's what I'm going to do. I think the guy that makes those decisions, I think he's done a great job.
Breer says it would take an outrageous Herschel Walker-type trade to move Myles Garrett, but it doesn't mean he couldn't be moved. Za'Darius Smith and Greg Newsom, far more realistic options. Azeez Ojulari has been really good for the Giants as an edge rusher. I would think the Giants don't want to make a trade to Washington in season, but you never know. I mean, things happen. Washington and Philly just did it.
Washington won that one.
Yeah, Jahan made a good play yesterday. But yes.
Washington won that one.
Yeah, I mean, a lot left to right there. But, yeah, I agree with you. Tre'Davious White's another name to keep an eye out. But we're watching. We're paying attention. As of now, we're just not quite sure how it's all going to shake out. Don't want to be too early on this stuff. What I do want to be early on, phone calls, credit pies. As always, on a Victory Monday, our guy Jupe starts us off. What up, Jupe?
What's going on, fellas? Time to get the brooms out because we got a sweep on our hands. Henry D. Daniels done did it again. Hey, mama, there goes that man. Hey, listen, we got to give a shout-out to Rodriguez because there's a lot of question marks on him. Brown has really been stepping it up this year. And Allegretti, man, for popping Coleman's finger back in there, for Coleman still stepping it up, playing big, holding it down on the left tackle. Big shout out to those big fellas, man. So you already know what time it is. Time for the victory ritual. That's all due to Ric Flair.
Woo! I love it. Thank you, Jupe. Appreciate you, buddy.
For a bit, I thought Jupe had forgotten we're going to do the victory.
I know. He got it all his analysis first. Professor Landini, do you have a credit pie you would like to give out?
Look, I was telling Jeff earlier, I think the credit, a huge share of it has to go to whoever calls the plays for the Giants. Because when they started throwing the ball, that's when we won the game.
Yeah.
They were running the ball. I mean, it seemed like every play they were just breaking off 8 yards, 10 yards here and there, controlling the ball, killing the clock.
Especially early on.
Dominating time of possession. And then, inexplicably, they said, let's throw it. And Daniel Jones isn't good at that.
Yep.
Jeffrey, how about you, bud? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm good. What would I say? I'm going to go offense. I'm going to give the offense a good 60% because they essentially kept us in the game. And with that offense, I'm going to say offense and Cliff because he did a good job with the game plan yesterday. I got to give 20% to the defense because, dude, they made that Daniel Jones ran over, who was it, Dante Fowler and Sarah Steele at the goal line.
That's why I say wrap up and go to the ground. Stop just bumping people. Daniel's 6'7", 230, 6'5", 230 something.
Yeah, I just couldn't. I was not impressed by the defense. And although it was a win, I'm glad we swept the Giants. That was one of the most nerve-wracking wins I've watched this season. We ain't going to say the Hail Mary. I thought at one point we might have been in a different pair of shoes if our offense didn't march down the field. I think we would have been on the back half of a Malik, I hate to say it, a Malik Nabers touchdown catch if we was not moving on offense.
Late in that game?
Yes. It was really scary. And the last 20%, I'm going to give to the coaching staff. I think from here on out, the wins got to go to the coach. They got to get some credit in all of my credit pies all the time because we have never seen, I have never seen a team that has bought into their coach's system like this in Washington. The players are buying in. It was a video that surfaced yesterday after the win. Dan Quinn just came in and they was just all jumping up and down. You could feel the energy from the locker room through the phone. He's doing a great job. Dan Quinn, Coach of the Year.
Okay, Jeff. Let's get to these phones. Mike is in Fairfax. Mike, what's your credit pie look like?
So I got 60% offense. I got 10% coaching. 10% Jaden himself. And then the other 24 are defense, man. We all balled out left and right yesterday.
I like it, buddy. Yesterday was a team win. It's funny.
It's been like that lately, man.
Somebody said this afterwards. Thanks for the call, Mike. They haven't had a game where all three phases have played their best.
No.
Like, what does it look like if everybody is, if all three groups are delivering?
Well, I hope it's one of those games that happen right if playoffs start day in it. Start doing it then.
Sure. I think
they played well enough in two phases to where they've proven how good a team they are. And if it happens that they play all phases great one time, that may be what we've been waiting on for the longest, man. Because I've been in some games where 45-0, everybody played well. 41-10, everybody played well. You got to find a way to get to that, and I think they're building towards it.
I agree with you. I think defensively they've made some real improvements, some real strides.
Mm-hmm.
Offensively, they're legit. I mean, they're a top five NFL offense.
Yep.
Defensively, they're kind of rounding into shape around inside the top half of the league, but probably outside of the top 10, somewhere in there. And I think there could be more defensive improvement. I'm fascinated if in the next 36 hours or so we see a move to boost this defense, but I don't think they feel obligated to make any sort of move because of a theory that, you know, their window could close. I think the window just got cleaned. Like, it's not only open, it just got open. So I don't think they feel a sense of urgency that I know some fans feel.
That's the thing about it. The fans can feel what they want.
They should.
The person making the decision, he ain't worried about that.
Right.
If it's something that presents itself where he knows it's a great move, he'll do it. If not, he'll move on.
I'm not – whatever shakes out specific to the trade deadline over the next 2 days, there's no outcome that I think I will be frustrated with. If they decide to push in and say you get Max Crosby for 2 1s, I'm talking total hypothetical. Hell yeah, because he's awesome. And you're going to be drafted 27th. Mm. You have no idea what these draft picks can become. I don't expect that. But say that you also get through the trade deadline and they don't do anything. I'm okay with that too.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they're 7-2 already. They're winning games lots of different ways.
Yeah.
There's no definitive right answer, except don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.